New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is set to face a leadership spill motion this morning. The move is backed by three Liberal MPs, furious over her handling of the legislation to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales. The trio has accused Ms Berejiklian of a lack of process and respect for other people's views. Donald Trump says the US is locked and loaded after the White House claimed it had evidence that Iran was behind attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. Washington has released satellite images and cited intelligence to back its claim about the weekend drone strikes. Iran denies involvement in the attacks, which were claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Dry lightning strikes are forecast to hit southern Queensland today, posing a renewed threat for crews battling bushfires. Extra crews are on standby with wind gusts of up to 100 kilometres per hour forecast for the Darling Downs region. In northern New South Wales, the threat to homes at Drake near Tenterfield has eased, with warnings now downgraded from emergency to watch and act. Australia's farm production is expected to fall to its lowest level in 4 years as a result of the crippling drought and the US-China trade war. Government forecaster ABARES says production will fall 5% to $59 billion this year. Increased competition with American farmers for existing customers is also creating a downturn in key Asian markets.